from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and reflections on the holiday season. But first, Montour High School student Stephen Korkotis reports on updates to his school's security practices in response to violence in other schools across the nation.
This is Stephen Korkotis from Spartan Express Radio. A recurring topic that has become a big part of our lives is gun violence. Gun violence has been huge this year. Whether it is inside or outside of a school zone, across the country, schools took it into their own hands to update their security to make schools safer for the staff and students. Here at Montour, we have added 2 armed guards this school year. But how has this change affected us? Here's junior Sophia Pasek.
I believe in current day society, it is very necessary to take these steps as time after time we see these violent acts in schools are occurring. I think Montour so far is taking the right steps, and that's up to the administration to see what is best fit for our school.
Here is Montour High School Principal Todd Price.
So based upon the many issues of school violence across our country in the recent past, our superintendent, Dr. Stone, along with our board of school directors, decided that it was appropriate to place armed security personnel in each building within our school district. So the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school. I look at them as a positive change. I think we're very fortunate here at the high school to have 2 outstanding security officers, Officer Wilson and Officer Holman. I don't see a time where we would go away from that. I think our security are here, and I think they're here to stay.
Sophia Pasek and Mr. Price both see these changes as positive additions to our school. I also see this as a positive thing, and it is a perfect opportunity to keep us safe. In this dangerous world, we cannot be too sure or have any idea of what could happen, but we can take the steps to ensure this doesn't happen at Montour. This is Stephen Korkotis, signing off.
Now, young rap artist Professor T from the YMCA Lighthouse Project in Homewood performs an original song called Don't Judge a Book.
Is you mad? Is you mad at me? Well, I can't help that I have vanity. I'm the boss. I'm the queen, you see? I can't help that people don't like me. I'm trying to live. I push these people to the edge, always judging the book by its cover, and it's sickening. Why you always hating on my rhymes? Why you hating on the things that I do all the time? I make rhymes. I do it cause I want to, and then you say that's a stupid thing to do. I tell you shut your mouth, I'm not listening to wannabes. You tell me that my raps are bad, I turn around and come for you. Don't judge a book by its cover. The cover could be you. Don't judge a book by its cover. And you can be amazing too. Don't judge a book by its cover. The cover could be you. Don't judge a book by its cover. Cause you can be amazing too. I hope you learned the lesson that I told you. Cause anyone can be amazing. Judging books by its cover, don't know what's inside. Well, open up your eyes. Stop being mean and start learning. I'm pouring all my heart to all these people struggling. You can make a difference if you just believe it. Don't let nobody judge you. You just gotta be above them. Yeah, be above them, uh-huh. I ain't dreaming for no poverty, I'm dreaming for a mansion. I'm on no bills, they stacking. My haters getting angrier. I tell them kick rocks, bro, they can't mess up my flow. These people wanna see me, these people wanna be me. 10 points for trying, though. It's nice to know you like me, though. Trying to put me on the spot to make me mad, yet I'm still glad. I like to treat my people to a free verse. Give it everything I got, I am the new earth. Breathe the fumes of the rap queen. I am a goddess, the one and only. Please don't judge me. No, I'm not perfect, neither is you, though. You like taquitos, I like burritos. I'm saying fresh, cool kids in the building. I felt the pain inside, I turned it into pride. I like the ride, step foot in my Bugatti. I'm not trying to make you mad, so be glad. Yeah, don't judge a book by its cover. The cover could be you. Don't judge a book by its cover. 'Cause you can be amazing too. Don't judge a book by its cover. The cover could be you. Don't judge a book by its cover. And you can be amazing too.
On our last segment, higher achievement scholars meeting at Pittsburgh Starrett describe ways that they celebrate the holiday season.
My name is Savannah. I'm 10 years old.
My name is Canary.
I am 11 years old.
My name is Gabby. I'm in 7th grade.
What I think about Christmas is that it's really pretty because you get to see all the lights and you get to go to a lot of events. And I really like snow because my birthday is in the winter.
I like Christmas because I get presents and I get whatever I want.
My tradition for Christmas is that I spend Christmas Day with my mom, but then during the weekend, I go over my dad's and open my dad's presents that he got me.
We all go to our grandma's house, and we stay there. And the next morning, after we open our presents, my stepmom and my dad and my stepmom's kids come over, and we all do videos of us opening up more presents. And then after we do that, we have some cookies. We go to our dad's house, and then we open the rest of our presents.
On my Christmas list, I'm getting some boots, another coat, and I'm getting money.
My Christmas list is that I wanted some new clothes, I wanted some new shoes, and my mom already said she was getting me an iPhone, so I don't have to ask for that. I want my whole family to come together and not be enemies with each other.
See, my mom's birthday is in December, so she ain't getting two things. So, you know, I'm going to make her this little snack basket thingy thing.
I used to steal my dad and them stuff and wrap it up and give it to them. Even though it's already yours, I'm just going to wrap it up and give it to you.
When my mom asked me to do this one thing for her, and she said I'll get $2 if I do it. So I ran and did it, and she was like, it's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas is here. Everyone is happy. Stockings filled to the brim. Everyone is dancing or roasting marshmallows by an open fire with a mistletoe. Happy holidays always and every day. Sensing flying over with the one person sleigh, throwing out presents and everybody's yelling out hooray.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.